Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down! Go ahead, give it to me. Break down, take me through the night.
That's the late, great Tom Petty. Still hard to say that. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Not late yet. And working on great. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Prosen is our guest. BobProsen.com is the website. That's where you can find the Small Business Accelerator, his book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, and all the things he does for his folks. Bob, we're going to wrap up on the hiring process, how to deal with this crisis that we're having right now. And you've got one other thing you want to recommend that we ask or we say to prospective candidates.
Final point, folks. Remember, you have to sell your company to candidates. They don't just have to sell you on them. This is a very competitive world.
It's a new generation of people, especially if they're under 45 years old. It's a new generation of workers, isn't it? I mean, they think about coming to work for you differently than you and I did when we were pups.
They absolutely do, but we need them. That's the new workforce.
Yeah, no question about it. So there's one other thing that I require. I want to know how much they know about us when they come in for the interview. I mean, I had a kid show up one time, young kid, early 20s, after college, showed up for an interview, and he didn't know anything about us. Now, that was astonishing to me, that somebody his age, and I told him to go home and do some homework and come back when he thought he could tell he knew a little bit about us. I sent him home. An interview lasted 3 minutes.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
You know, how badly do they want to work for you? They should know about you.
That's exactly right. In this day and time, I mean, heck, there shouldn't be any reason not to know as much as you can. I want to shift a little bit and talk about what you tell your clients when you go to talk to them about when you help them hiring or whatever it may be. When I was a consultant, I was one-on-one with CEOs like you do, Bob. My job, actually, I was surprised at how easy it got, because no matter what industry they were in, more than likely my job was just to help them get out of their own way. No matter what they thought their problem was, no matter what industry they were in, no matter if they had lots of money or not no money, most of the time, a whole lot of low-hanging fruit was just helping them get out of their own way. What do you think?
I think that is so true, and the value that a good consultant, and I've emphasized the word good, an effective consultant will do, is ask the right questions to bring those issues to the surface with the owner. So the owner can actually have to explain what they're doing and how they're doing it and why are they doing it that way. What alternatives have they looked at? And then be honest with them, Jim. I'm always honest with my clients and say, you know, there's a better way. And one way to do that is you got to step back. And we got to make things simpler, and you can't overcomplicate, and you got to trust your people. There are so many issues with small business, and the reason is this. The owner wears many hats, Jim.
Yep.
And because of that, they're involved in a lot of details, and I think
too many most of the time, right?
Yes. And when you have a thin organization, you don't have a lot of people, you have to wear a lot of hats. You remember when you started out?
Absolutely.
I know when I started out.
Yep.
It had to do everything, correct?
I was my first receptionist.
And boy, I could tell you stories about that, Jim.
Yeah.
But so we want to make sure that we're not the problem. And the only way to do that is to talk to some people you trust, analyze exactly where you spend your time. If you're frustrated, prioritize what those frustrations are. Find ways for you to simplify what you're doing. We overcomplicate issues. Mm-hmm. Get to the point quickly. And most importantly, when you hire, you've got to be able to trust the people you hire so that you can actually delegate some work to them.
Trust,
so that you have more free time.
Trust is the foundation of delegation, isn't it? Otherwise, you can't do it. especially as a small business owner, because we want them to do it perfectly like we did it. And of course, as I remind people, they can't be perfect. You're perfect, but they can't be perfect. They can only be excellent. What do you think?
I love that. You know, I hadn't heard it put that way before, Jim. I like that a lot.
Well, of course. I mean, if I do it, it's perfect. When you do it, it's perfect. In our mind, right?
Well, you know, nobody's
in our mind, though. In our mind, it's as good as it can be, and they're not going to do it like that. Get over it. Accept excellence. That's what I try to do.
I think that's really a wise way to go with people. You know, you made me sit back and think about that, because a lot of owners would say, you know, they don't have the commitment that I have. Well, of course, you're the owner, and mm-hmm. you're not going to get anybody with the kind of commitment that you have other than you. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to do it
even though you think they are, because they show up every day. You think they're just like you, but they're not.
They're really not, and you've got to understand that.
They don't know what's in your head. They can work as hard as they want. They'll never do it exactly like you want it. And eventually, though, they'll do it so well that it'll become perfect. It'll just take time. Hey, Bob, I need your website again, please.
BobProsen, BobProsen.com.
And the Small Business Accelerator is right there. The book is there. Kiss Theory Goodbye. Hey, Bob, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Love to come back, Jim. Thank you.
We love having you on the show. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Wheels on fire, and I tell you why. I got a high-riding car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.